The raids netted 49 undocumented immigrants in 12 largely rural counties in a broad swath across central Wisconsin. Gail Montenegro is a spokeswoman for the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE. She says the raid was launched to counter a new trend in the migration patterns of illegal immigrants.
We are seeing that more and more illegal aliens and immigration fugitives are leaving the larger metropolitan areas and residing in smaller communities. This was an operation to target criminal aliens and fugitives who we consider to be a threat to the community.
Most of those arrested are from Mexico. The others were from China, South Africa, Germany, and three Eastern European countries. 20 of them had criminal records, including drug possession and sexual assault. Montenegro says 8 of the illegal immigrants had no criminal records, but had deportation orders pending.
ICE places its highest priority on dangerous criminal fugitives. We are also mandated to pursue and arrest all fugitive aliens, and we did so in this operation.
Immigrant rights advocates say many of those that ICE arrests and deports have violated only the immigration laws and are in the country for legal employment purposes. They say the raids often victimize people who are seeking to gain legal status because they have relatives who are already legal residents. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.